Fuck your goddamn team!
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Time for news. The Don and Mike Show.
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
Ow. I realize we're using this for the second time in a row rejoining, but there's a reason. I went on our website, donandmikewebsite.com, and all hail loyal listener who goes by the screen name of Gangolic Fold.
All hail.
Ganglionic
Fold. Because he has a link to Jerrypedia.
Featuring our good friend Jerry Reed.
Which is pretty much a Wikipedia page made about Jerry Reed. It's not a goof, and it has a link to the other unofficial Jerry Reed site, AlabamaWildman.com.
Alabama Wild Man! Jerry Reed!
And if you're wondering about news for Jerry Reed.
Yes. Yeah, what's the latest on Jerry Reed?
The latest is from 2006.
Right.
That's what I expected. I hope he's doing okay.
The incredible book, The Jerry Reed Collection, is finally back in print.
Back in print. Right. So Jerry's been relaxing.
Get the book at Craigslist.
Jerry Reed.
And then you have Jerry Reed is working on two more albums. Anyway, that's some great stuff from our website.
I love Jerry Reed.
Anyway, I can't think about Jerry without getting all cloudy.
I know.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Good stuff on our website. Well done, everybody.
Details are still scarce about the shooting of Redskins star safety Sean Taylor. Taylor was shot twice in the leg early this morning during a break-in at his Florida home. He's still in critical condition, described by his lawyer as clinging to life. Taylor's in a coma, unconscious and unresponsive after a surgery that lasted 6 hours to repair the severed femoral artery. There have reportedly been several burglary attempts at Taylor's home in recent weeks, the most recent one week ago. Redskins owner Dan Snyder has flown to Florida with Taylor's teammates, several of them, including Clinton Portis, as we all continue to wait for more information.
Boy, it's amazing how long this story's been going on. I can understand the medical situation, but not knowing anything about the nature of the break-in.
It sure doesn't sound good with the medical stuff.
No, it doesn't sound good at all.
If you got shot in the leg, I understand he lost a lot of blood, but you're still critical after all this time.
The thing that's lucky is Warner Brothers was able to get the Stuart Little plane to Daniel Snyder.
All right, thank you, Rob.
Vice President Dick Cheney underwent an outpatient heart procedure today after doctors discovered an irregular heartbeat. After the procedure at George Washington Hospital, Cheney...
Hold on, here's the bulletin. He has a heart.
Cheney's expected to be back home tonight. He'll be back in charge by tonight. Mm. And square-headed Trent Lott, the number two Republican in the Senate, is calling it quits.
He's one of the singing senators.
That's right.
One of the singing senators.
He'll resign before the end of the year. Lott began to lose his grip on power in Washington after he made an apparently racist remark saying that, quote, "We wouldn't have all these problems," end quote, if segregationist candidate Strom Thurmond had been elected president.
Rob Spiewak.
I want to thank you for voting for me.
Trent will be over at my house Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
Lott would have left public life sooner, but said he wanted to stick around until his state had recovered from Hurricane Katrina.
His brother Ronnie said, "You pissed me off so much I cut my finger off."
Ronnie Lott.
Bastard.
Ronnie Lott.
I said, "Bill Walsh." Thanks a lot.
And when we left you last week, we warned you about dangerous toys that were still on the shelves even after they'd been recalled.
But every boy needs a toy.
Well, that made it just all the more embarrassing for Target and Toys R Us that their weekend flyers, distributed in a lot of Sunday papers, advertised Aqua Dots. Aqua Dots.
There they are. Those are the ones. Those are the actual Aqua Dots.
How you doing, Aqua Dots?
They're decorative beads for kids, and they're coated with a chemical.
You will rub them.
Aqua Dots.
Aqua Dots, kids.
When this chemical is swallowed, it turns into GHB, the date rape drug. Imported from China.
I like rape.
The toys were...
Why do you favor rape?
They were ordered off the shelves.
I like rape.
Why?
Aqua Dots were $5.
I like rape.
$5.
Why?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Aquanauts were $5 off this weekend at Toys R Us, $15 instead of $20. Target also advertised a special on Aquanauts at $13. There have been reports some people have been buying up the Aquanauts just for the GHB. The stores say the flyers were printed too late to be changed.
I think I saw some kids with Aquanauts at Pure Nightclub in Caesars Palace, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I think Buzz spent most of the weekend at KB Toys.
Got them all. Otherwise, it was a good weekend for Toys R Us. Electronic stores, all things Hannah Montana, and any place that discounts. That kept people out of places like Abercrombie & Fitch. Except for the usual coats, clothing didn't do so well at all at any store.
I hate that that store, Abercrombie and Fitch, because every time I go in there, they don't have anything that is that isn't too big for me.
Yeah,
it's very, very frustrating. Oh, very every pair clothing. Of jeans I try on, I said, "Can you get something that fits a little tighter, please?" I'm swimming in everything; it makes me look ridiculous.
I got caught up in my own little bit of a toy frenzy. Over the weekend, I said we were shopping, and we had no bad problems, nothing to speak of, except the woman that was rubbing her feet. Mm-hmm. But at one point, they were restocking the shelves, and all the guy said was, "Hannah Montana, sing-along, karaoke." Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was over the speakers.
Right.
I mean, there had to be a thundering herd.
Yep, that's not one of the hot toys.
It is. Of cow-like men and women.
Right.
And I happened to be standing in the way. Right there when the guy pulled this stuff out.
Yeah.
And I thought, hey, you know what? I got grandkids. Right. I bet one of them wants this thing.
Sure.
You should never stand between a child and their toy.
When it's hot, it's hot.
A toy.
Well, the toy.
A toy.
A toy for a girl or a boy.
A lovely toy for a girl or boy.
I had no idea, just dumb luck.
Yeah, crazy.
That I was standing there holding this thing. And some woman was actually crying and said, "You know that the circular said they'd be in yesterday, and then the circular said they'd be in the day before, and they only get 20 per store."
You know, and you looked at her and said, "Pound sand, bitch."
Good place for that toy would be eBay, America's marketplace.
There you go. Bid with confidence.
And you want to do it soon, because then shipping becomes an issue.
Anyway, just hit with the luckiest thing I was
with
that thing. And the other amazing moment that I saw was in Toys R Us when they announced that the Wii was in.
And
they announced that they had 20 of them.
Also scarce.
Again, talking about people just leaving their kids in the aisle.
Right.
People pushing over each other to get back to that caged area at Toys R Us.
The electronics cage.
Yeah, keep your kids out of there before Christmas. Bring them someplace nice like Caesar's Palace.
That's why I'm getting my children blocks.
Ah, wonderful.
Mike, I always like asking you, when you go to Vegas, Atlantic City, over a holiday, how many people did you see that brought the wee ones and the strollers?
More than I've ever seen. And, you know, really, it's frustrating for me because I've always felt unbelievably strongly that's just not a place for kids. Now, take away the whole thing about they're around gambling and all that. I'm saying really just for kids to do stuff. There's not, you know, it's just not a kid's place. And,
you know,
there's just no surprise to me. You know what the parents are doing. These are the parents that want to do their gambling and want to bring their kids along as opposed to spending time with them.
In Vegas, don't you have like the inside amusement parks and junk
you have
like that?
Yeah, you have like the Coney Island thing over in New York, New York. I guess you could go to that.
Yeah,
but the days of Vegas being, I mean, look at the billboards in Vegas and you'll know where Vegas is now.
Yeah.
The pendulum has swung back to adult world.
Right.
What was?
That's really what it is. I mean, you've got 10-story billboards now that just have a woman's ass.
What was the highest number of I don't want to say neglected kids, but kids who maybe the parents were supervising while they were standing a couple of feet away or left them lined up in their strollers?
I really saw more of the transversing, like, you know, walking through the casino with the strollers. Buzz would have been in heaven because it was stroller heaven. There were more strollers than I've ever seen, including the one that had the tire explode. But I didn't see a lot of the really horrible stuff where you see a parent, because I don't think they allow the kids to do that. You can't play a casino game.
No.
That's why you see some scumbag that always does the thing like, you know, leaving their kids. You see a lot of kids sitting around the perimeter of the casino.
Nearby.
Right? And that is a very depressing thing.
That is the number.
Yeah.
How many do you think?
Oh, 30. 40 kids.
Yeah. Making friends with each other, though.
On a Saturday, I would see kids running around and playing on the fringe of the casino, minimum. I mean, I'm being very conservative right there. And you see them sitting around, a lot of sitting in the hallways. And kids from anywhere from, like, toddler age where you've got, you know.
And you know how clean those hallways are.
But you see, and you see that all the way up to, what appear to be teenagers that are just hanging out because they can't go into the casino either.
Wow.
And it's just, it always bugs me. It was not nearly as bad as some other places I've been in, but, you know, because Caesars is a pretty decent place. But you see it anyway, and there's not, what can they do? It's not against the law to have your kid, like, you know, play around the fountain out in the lobby while you're in there playing, you know, your second hour of blackjack.
How many of these people were Asians? Give me a percentage.
Really hard to gauge. And I certainly don't. I don't want to go, you know, paint a bad picture.
Over 50?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It was more like over 70.
All I know is my mother never let
and
me.
And incidentally, I am not in any way exaggerating.
My mother never let me play a table game until I was 14.
Thank you, Rob.
You know, I say really, let the kids come in and play. Have a little kiddie table.
Either bring them in or...
Never too early to learn them gambling.
Help them, helps with math.
Either that or leave them in a hot car.
Yeah,
those are your two choices.
Yeah, we've heard about that one, too.
So of the 30 kids, you're saying that maybe like 22, 23 of them would be little Oriental kids.
I think so, from all over the world. You know, from all over Southeast Asia and
gotcha.
China and everything. It's a very, very popular place with people from Asia.
Counting cards.
Digital picture frames, digital cameras, flat screen TVs, Wii games, and GPS systems also big sellers over this shopping weekend. People seemed to know what they were going to buy before they left the house, and they spent an average of about $350. That's actually down about $10 over last year, but more of us were out there, so sales were up this year over last year by about 8%. Amazingly, considering all the hoopla, Thanksgiving weekend makes up only about 8% of our holiday shopping.
And Buzz, I want to give you some kudos. You've not at once said today at any time, Cyber Monday.
No, I don't believe in that.
Thank you, Buzz.
It's a hype, it's a scam. Because
we
I'm Johnny.
Didn't buy into it.
Cyber Monday.
Buy online every day.
Right.
It's just more hype.
Ask JR.
Way to go, Buzz. I mean, Johnny.
That's right. Johnny.
JR.
Ringo.
Johnny Ringo. But Thanksgiving weekend's not just about shopping. It's not even just about being the busiest travel weekend of the year. It's also very busy for something else involving your toilet. That story when we continue.
Goody. Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello there, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was calling to see if you guys remembered the the WAVA time capsule that was in the Alexandria Multiplex.
The reason that we went with this call on the air, Joe told me during the break, this guy called... Was it 20 years ago?
Wow.
It was like 20, 25 years ago, yeah.
Wow.
But that we made a time capsule with our old Top 40 radio station.
Yeah, it was like a whole radio station promotion.
Put it in a, as they were building a new movie theater.
Uh-huh.
Did they dig the thing up?
No, the theater just closed a few months ago, and I think they're going to tear it down, but no one's ever opened the time capsule.
Wow. And no one ever will.
Where is the time? Do you have any information about the time capsule?
No, I want to know what's in it, though, because I was there when I was a kid. And
let me give you a website to go. Let me give you a website to go to, alangoodman.com.
Now go to itsjustchocolate.com. Bye!
That'll be good.
Uh-huh. Enjoy.
My apologies. I thought the guy was saying that they actually had opened up the Jive radio station time capsule that you and I had helped fill out 20 years ago.
Why do I think Mark St. John was involved in that?
Why do I think
Because it's a stupid idea.
Because it is.
The Friday after Thanksgiving is also the plumbingest day of the year. It's the busiest day of the year for plumbing emergencies. Plumbers across the country were surveyed by a St. Louis newspaper. They said homes have the obvious toilet problems, but that mostly the problem is trying to cram too much stuff down the garbage disposal.
Oh.
In some homes, it's both, though.
Oh, thank you.
Plumbers say that when the garbage disposal gets backed up, some folks try to stuff the rest of the garbage down the toilet.
Yum,
don't,
yum.
Don't you, Charlie.
In addition to the...
yum, yum.
There are, of course, the usual mishaps, injuries, and fights over any long holiday weekend. Our favorite this year for Thanksgiving comes from just outside Salt Lake City, where a man was parking to drop off his mom at the nursing home after their Thanksgiving dinner together. At the same time, another man was pulling up to drop off his mom. The two of them started arguing over a parking spot. It escalated. One of the men reached into his car and pulled out... a can of gravy. Without hesitation, he threw that loaded can at his adversary, striking him in the head and dropping him to the ground. The injury was not serious. The gravy attacker was gone by the time police got there. So no one was arrested.
Well, Barbara, let me tell you, as we look out at the beautiful Potomac River, I will tell you that the gravy was smooth, but the man took his lumps. Have a happy holiday, everyone.
Bye.
Today on Medical Mysteries, the case of the 10-pound hairball. Dateline Chicago. You're looking at the picture now, Don. An 18-year-old woman had a swollen belly. She vomited every time she ate.
Are we going to put this up on our website?
We should.
Oh, you betcha.
And over five pain-filled months, she lost 40 pounds.
Doesn't this look like something you maybe saw at one of your buffets out in Vegas?
That is so gross.
Something under a heat lamp?
Oh, my God.
Doctor spotted a large mass in her stomach, and they removed it. It was that hairball you're looking at, 15 inches long, 7 inches thick, and weighed 10 pounds.
Let me just say, I know we've done a lot of kidding.
Uh-huh.
Best wishes to Kathy Whiteside.
How did this happen? Well, the young woman has a condition called trichophagia.
Oh, yeah.
She compulsively eats her own hair.
Oh, God.
She's now being treated for that and back on a diet of food, not hair. And finally, thanks to an episode of Sex in the City, the rabbit, that's what it's called, the rabbit became one of the world's most popular vibrators. Now, the company that makes it makes a version described as perfect for long journeys.
Rabbit.
Because now they make a version of the rabbit that fits in your glove compartment. It plugs into the cigarette lighter outlet in your car. What could possibly go wrong?
I got you, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
I got invented fingers.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yay!
You don't need a battery for that, for God's sake.
Hey, I was using my cell phone, officer.
Well, Mike, I know that you're flying back to Las Vegas tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to try to squeeze in 4 hours of the show, the rest of the tables. Looking forward to it.
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Curly.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
I'd like to try a new sign-off, if I may.
Please.
I'm Rob Spiewak. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Best 10 o'clock show on the Strip.
Thank you, baby.
Safe home.
This is the Don and Mike Show.